Every one of us has a core sin that we just can't fix. For me, it's impatience, and it really bugs me. This is Tony Agnese. I don't know why, but I'm always going through life at 100 miles an hour. And because of the speed at which I live my busy life, I expect others to either travel at the same speed or just get out of the way. I mean, I really want to be more patient, but I'm bothered by several things. For example, people who come down escalators and when they get off, they just stop. That's right, stop, and block the entire flow of people getting on and off. They stare into space as if to be taking in all of the fabulous merchandise awaiting them, but completely oblivious to the traffic jam that they're causing. I hate it when a group of people walk three or four abreast blocking an entire hallway and then slow down and even stop to make some salient point in their discussion, again with no regard for the 50 people they're blocking. I hate drivers who insist on driving in the passing lane at least 10 miles an hour below the speed limit and talking on their cell phones. I hate women drivers also in the passing lane putting on their makeup in the visor mirror, or even the guy I saw this week shaving. And these are just a few. That's why I'm beginning to think that the Lord has a bizarre sense of humor, because all of these disruptions happened this week. I mean, it was bad enough that I had to follow the school bus that stopped every third house to pick up kids, but then I got behind a semi-truck that I had to follow for close to 50 miles on a snow-covered road with mostly no passing zones. Okay, Lord, I give up. So what can I do? I think some of the answers lie in the original Serenity Prayer. Number one, I need to accept things I can't change. No matter what I do, there'll always be people who are completely oblivious to their surroundings and will continue to do what they do. Secondly, I need to enjoy the moment. If I'm delayed by one of these rude, self-centered morons, I need to turn my attention to other things like the sunlight, the trees and grass, that classic Corvette in the other lane, or maybe even prayer. Anything. Third, I need to accept the world as it is, not as I would want it to be. I need to do this just as Jesus did. And fourth, I need to trust in God and surrender to His will, knowing that He will make things right. Oh, and one more thing. I need to get started right now. Lord, teach me patience. This is Tony Agnese.